Business Matters on Highland Radio is brought to you by local enterprise office Donegal. If you have an idea to start or grow your business within Donegal, contact the local enterprise office team to find out more about the supports available for businesses. See localenterprise.ie/Donegal.
Hello and welcome to Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. In this episode, we'll hear from Maura Toner, Food Coast Donegal executive with the local enterprise office, about some great events that are coming up in the months ahead. I'll also be talking with Maria Doherty, Programme Manager at the Donegal ETB Training Centre in Ballyrane, Letterkenny, about a number of tertiary degrees that can be done in the ETB Training Centre and without any fees in the first year before you go on to an ATU campus to further your studies. But we'll begin with a piece on Microfinance Ireland, which is aimed particularly at startup businesses. To find out more, I've been speaking with Philip O'Kennedy, business advisor at the local enterprise office here in Donegal.
Yes, Chris. So Microfinance Ireland is a government agency set up to help small and micro businesses get established. Businesses that might struggle to obtain finance from their bank or from their local credit union. And this body has been set up to fill that gap and help, you know, business to access finance to get them going and get them established.
And is it open to all businesses across the county? Is it people who are starting up or maybe already established?
Well, it can be for both. It's aimed particularly at startups who might struggle to get finance. But if you're a business that maybe have had financial issues in the past, then certainly microfinance can look at that and try and help and support you. So having a track record, it will help. But it's open to small and new businesses as well.
So sometimes when somebody's starting off, getting that capital at the beginning can be a difficulty. They may go to a bank who may will look to see what they have to offer. But if they don't really have a track record there and it's something very much in its infancy, it can be difficult to get approval. So this is where this really can be so useful.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly where microfinance play. I mean, it's really to try and, you know, square that circle in terms of trying to secure the finance that you need in order to get your business up and running. But at the same time, a bank or a credit union might say to you, well, sorry, we need to see a trading track record. So that's really the gap that they fill. And it's a business that will have potential, a business that will create employment. That's very much what they're looking to try and support and help and grow.
And the application process, is it complicated or is it fairly straightforward?
It's a very, very simple process. It's all online. So you log into the microfinanceireland.ie website and the documentation is there. For a loan of less than 5,000, it's just simply a application. And the application covers sort of your basic details, but also a little bit describe the business, talks a little bit about the area that you're looking to try and develop, why you're looking for the finance, some comments around competition, etc. So it's very simple and straightforward, can be done. We also here in the local enterprise office can also appoint a mentor to help you with putting together the application. For an application greater than 5,000, there's also a cash flow needed to be completed. And again, you know, the mentor we can appoint to help you put that together, because that can be a little bit tricky for people who wouldn't be familiar with putting together cash flows. So we're certainly there to help you and support you and guide you. And I myself, my background is in finance, and I can also help and support and guide clients that come to us looking to put an application into MFI.
And in the application, do you have to put in detail just what exactly you're going to be spending that money on?
Yeah, it's not, you don't have to go into huge detail, but you do have to describe what exactly, why you're looking for the money, what's the purpose of it, what it is you're hoping to, you know, you're hoping to spend on. If you have, you know, some estimates, you know, typically people might say, I'm looking to fit out an office premises, and just to get some estimates, budgets as to what that's going to cost. The more detail you can get into the application, the better, and it helps with the process going forward.
and the turnaround for the application from applying to when a decision is made, is it a fairly quick process?
Yeah, it is. And in fact, I know MFI are actually trying to go online very much now, so to speed up the turnaround process. But yeah, once it's approved and gets into their system, then it will be generally a week to 10 days, you know. So it's a fairly quick process, yeah.
And the loan itself, favourable interest rates, and then what about the repayment terms? Is it over a set number of years that you can decide that yourself?
Yeah, it's generally between 3 and 5 years, depending on the amount of money that you borrow and the purpose for it, but generally 3 to 5 years. There's an easy calculator on their website as well, where it will show you what level of repayments that you would have to pay on a monthly basis. So again, a very handy calculator to have to give you a sense of what's going to cost you. So, you know, again, check out the website microfinanceireland.ie.
And what about if you don't have a great credit history? Does that influence things?
Well, it's in terms of they will do a credit check on you, so they will find out that your credit history. But it's not an issue from their perspective in terms of having a financial track record that mightn't be the best. There's, you know, everyone has financial difficulties. The issue really from MFI's perspective is to see, have you dealt with it? Have you resolved it? Have you tried to deal with it and not just walked away and left the debt sitting with whatever institution it was? So it's important that people would, if they have poor financial track record, that they have dealt with the issues and it's resolved.
Now, Microfinance Ireland, set up by the government, there's a set amount there, I take it, for each year. What's the uptake been like in Donegal over the years?
Oh, no, it's very good. I mean, I've been responsible for the last 2 years, and it's been very good response. We've certainly hit all our targets in terms of the numbers. And generally, you know, we'll have good inquiries every month from people looking for the access to MFI finance. And, you know, it's great to see people willing to expand their businesses, and the supports are there to help them going forward.
And just to point out, you know, there is money available as we stand at the moment. The fund is there.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And they're more than capable of, are willing to offer the finance. We have actually a presentation on our YouTube channel of a recent MFI discussion that took place, and it goes through it in a lot more detail in terms of what's needed. So certainly I would refer people to go to the Local Enterprise Office YouTube channel, and you'll find the presentation that we did back in January on Microfinance Ireland, and a lot of the questions that I'm sure people would have would be able to get answered on that. But yeah, we're more than happy to try and support people and put through applications on their behalf. So I encourage as many people who feel they need an MFI loan to get in touch with us.
And I suppose just broadening things a bit, you know, there's other supports, of course, that the Local Enterprise Office offers as well. So somebody could come down with an inquiry about Microfinance Ireland, but may end up finding out about some of the other supports that you have as well.
Yeah, and certainly. And, you know, we're very keen to try and meet new businesses, get established. And it's a great way of us getting to know businesses through this process as well. So, you know, we'll certainly identify if there's aspects of the business, say, well, you need, you know, such as the mentor support, as I mentioned. There's also, you know, around the training, particularly new businesses getting established. We have our Start Your Own Business program. We would also refer them to those as part of, you know, getting established. So certainly there's many opportunities that people would have once they link in with the Local Enterprise Office, and we'll identify ways that we can help them to grow and develop their business. I would say as well, the other thing in terms of MFI, which is great, is that this MFI is for the county, whereas the Local Enterprise Office, we just look at businesses outside of the Gaeltacht region, which are looked after by UDRAS. So MFI, though, covers the entire county. So whether you're in the Gaeltacht region or whether you're outside in the county of Donegal, MFI, come to us and we can hopefully help you.
So just to reiterate again, if somebody is interested, what's the quickest way of finding out more?
The website is microfinanceireland.ie, or probably best to go to localenterprise.ie/Donegal. We have a page there that'll give you all the information on that as well.
And that was Philippa Kennedy, Business Advisor with the Local Enterprise Office in Donegal. Now, a few dates for your diary.
Maura Toner, Donegal Engineering Network Executive and Food Coast Donegal Executive. We're looking at the programme ahead for the rest of the summer and beyond, some activities that have been lined up as part of the Food Coast Donegal initiative. Lots to look forward to, and first of all, Saturday the 22nd of June, we have a shore walk and seaweed food demonstration. Perhaps you can enlighten us a little bit more.
Yeah, our lovely client Rosaria at Allergan is organising a beach walk at Muckross Beach down in the Glen Columkill area. So she'll explain all of the huge properties of seaweed and what she does with it, and then she will take you on a tour of her factory. So that's on Saturday the 22nd of June. Please book that in advance because that is most likely to sell out.
And the whole seaweed sector, we've seen quite a lot of activity in it of late, and Donegal, of course, well positioned to avail of this, and we've seen employment created, and certainly the outlook's very positive.
Yeah, we have a couple of clients working in the, very successfully in this sector, and Rosaria is always innovating and creating excellent products between beauty products, seaweed juice and other products. She's doing really well.
Moving on to July, the 6th of July, and let's hope the sun is shining. It looks all set for a family fun-filled day, the Castlegrove Summer Strawberry Festival. And Castlegrove House, if you haven't been there, it's a beautiful old house, great location, walled gardens, surroundings. It really is the perfect venue for something like this.
It's ideal for this, and Castlegrove have run this gorgeous festival in the past and are really looking forward to hosting it again this year. So it's free entry to the beautiful Castlegrove estate, and there'll be lots of sweet treats on offer using their own strawberries. There'll also be savoury dishes available too. A perfect venue for a family picnic and a family day out.
And live music and games and activities for the children. Now, if you want to find out more about that, the Castlegrove website itself?
Castlegrove social media and website, and our own Food Coast Donegal social media channels. We're on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn and X.
Now, moving on, Saturday, July the 13th, there's going to be a long table hosted by Pauline Segrew of the Wild Garlic Table in Remelton. So what exactly does that entail?
So Pauline, people will know of Pauline and her beautiful home in Remelton, the former bank in Remelton there. So Pauline is going to have a dinner in her garden using her own garden produce. That is guaranteed to sell out. Very limited spaces and great interest already. Pauline hasn't released the sale of that yet, but when it does, I would recommend people keep an eye on her social media because that is guaranteed to sell out as well. And will be a lovely evening in her garden.
Now, an event that's been run in the past, it's going again this year, the Dig Your Dinner at Ballyholy Farm. Now, the first one at the end of July, the 27th of July, that has already been sold out. There's going to be a couple of other dates as well, and this has proved to be very popular, again, with families. And essentially, you get a crate, you get your own veg, and it's a great day out.
Fantastic day out, and it was recently showcased by RTE on their Ear to the Ground programme. So fantastic day out, and as you said, the first one is booked out, but I would certainly recommend people go to the Ballyholy social media or website and book either the 3rd of August or the 10th of August, both Saturday afternoons. What a special way to spend the day with your family on an open farm, physically digging for your dinner. I was chatting to John this week. He finally, despite all the bad weather over the spring, he has all the vegetables planted and is looking forward to a great summer ahead.
Now, speaking of Ballyholy Farm, John Graham has also joined forces with the Lemon Tree, and a number of events being planned here. And again, I think the first one already sold out, which I suppose just shows the demand which is already there.
Yeah, and actually they released a second event which is also sold out. So that Lemon Tree Long Table at Ballyholy Farm, both on the 29th of July, I'm afraid. You've missed the boat on that one, but do keep an eye on their social media channels. They are hopefully planning other events for early August.
we move on to the end of July, the 29th of July, we all know of the Merry from Dunloe Festival, and this is going to be a really special day. There's going to be a showcase of some of Donegal's best producers in the Waterfront Hotel. That's Monday, the 29th of July. All sorts of artisan products will be there. Local chefs are going to be there. There's going to be pop-up kitchens. Certainly all the ingredients, if you excuse the pun, for something quite special.
It really is, yes, in the Waterfront Hotel, and there will be, it will be an indoor-outdoor type event, and the Merry from Dunloe Festival Committee very kindly are keeping this to Food Coast Donegal clients. So upwards of 30 of our food producers, artisan producers, will be showcasing their products throughout the course of the day. And as you said, there will be five chefs also doing cookery demonstrations throughout the day. So it was a really exciting event, and we're delighted to be collaborating with the Merry from Dunloe Festival Committee.
So much to look forward to there. And then as we look a little bit further ahead, in August, Kinnegar Brewing is hosting its Brews and Food Festival. Now, Kinnegar Brewing has been a real success story, and they've had a number of events which the public have been able to get involved with. And certainly, I've no doubt this will be well attended as well.
I have absolutely no doubt. Recently, back in May, Kinnegar hosted a small farmers market in early May, the May Bank Holiday, and was hugely successful from the vendor's perspective. So the Brews and Food Festival on the 3rd of August is an indoor-outdoor market event, so a larger scale than the one in May, and I have no doubt, again, will be equally successful. Kinnegar, this will be maybe the fourth or fifth Food Coast Donegal event that Kinnegar has hosted this summer, and those that have happened so far have all been hugely successful.
And on top of that, at the end of September, we have Oktoberfest. There will be 2 days of events at Kinnegar Brewing, which have their facility, of course, here now in Letterkenny. So a two-day event, again, you can find out more on the website about that.
Indeed, yeah. Two-day beer festival. What more could you ask? Hopefully the weather will be kind to them. So it's basically a celebration over 2 days of food and good beer from the 27th and 28th of September.
And later on in the year, I know a few things still being finalised in terms of the exact details, but much to look forward to. So some advance notice. Donegal Town celebrating its 550th anniversary of being founded, and there's a food and culture festival being planned from Friday the 11th until Sunday the 13th. And you know, Donegal Town, I suppose, is synonymous with good food and events like this.
Absolutely. They very successfully ran food festivals over the summer, over recent summers, and they hope to replicate what those festivals during this food and culture festival in the second weekend of October.
Interesting to note that there's going to be a Flavours of Donegal event towards the end of October. So what's happening there?
Yeah, another food festival, this time down at the ATU Killybegs campus. And it's in a collaboration with Mairead and Gary Anderson from Anderson's Boathouse down in Killybegs. Limited details yet, other than to tell you it will take place on the 26th and 27th of October. So certainly a date for to mark in the calendar.
And lastly, as things stand, to mark on the calendar, Saturday the 14th of December, Kinnegar Brewing again. Now, they're going to have a Winterland Market, so this has now become an annual event.
Yeah, I attended it last year, and it was simply superb. A great way to go into the Christmas season. A really atmospheric market in the brewery. They will be showcasing local products, both food and craft products at the brewery. And as I say, just a lovely atmosphere there. Great way to do some Christmas shopping, which it's hard to believe I'm talking about Christmas shopping in a beautiful sunny day in June. But a date for the calendar is the 14th of December. So certainly keep that in mind.
I'm speaking with Maura Toner, the Donegal Engineering Network Executive and Food Coast Donegal Executive. And Maura, if you want to find out more about those various events, there is, I suppose, the best thing to go to is the website.
Yeah, the Local Enterprise Office website. So it's localenterprise.ie/Donegal, or indeed our social media channels. We're on Facebook, Instagram, X and LinkedIn. All details are regularly updated through those channels.
And worth pointing out, some great graphics accompanying some of the social media posts in connection with the Donegal food experience. And again, we have a local link because there's a Remelton connection here.
Yeah, we were delighted to work with the very talented Laura Buchanan on this project. She created these gorgeous graphics and a calendar for us so that we can help our producers promote these events and increase traction and visibility of these events across social media. So we're really, really thrilled with Laura's work, and it has really, really enhanced our ability to showcase these events.
Now, of course, you've had a lot of close connections with small producers, many of whom have started from absolutely nothing, and their careers and businesses now flourishing. And there's a food starter program scheduled. It's not till September, but for anybody who has a food idea or are in the early stages of starting up a food business, this is certainly well worth considering.
Yeah, we run these twice a year, and successfully did it in February. The next one is starting on the 10th of September. So this is for a four half-day program designed to help those with a food idea or those at the very early stages of starting up a food business. It's online and very accessible. What I would say is that spaces are limited, and we're collaborating with the local enterprises offices in Sligo and Leitrim on this. So if anybody is wanting to join it, please register as soon as possible via our website. But it covers everything from market research, market trends, measuring market gaps, the importance of food safety and legislation, packaging, considerations for developing your product for launch, and many more besides. So it's a very comprehensive and intensive course, but a must for anyone who is thinking of starting their own food business, because it's not something to be undertaken lightly. It's a huge investment of time, commitment and passion, and certainly this course will give them a good insight as to the various areas they need to consider before starting that business.
And speaking of good insights, you have a trip to Boyne Valley coming up later in the year.
Yeah, well, this is not for the public. This is actually for our clients, our food producers and food service providers who are actively involved in our network. Boyne Valley would be considered one of the more successful networks in Ireland, and we want to go down on a familiarisation trip, basically to see and to learn from them. So we'll be visiting various businesses down there who may have created an experience, for example, on their farm, or who have grown businesses from a product idea to internationally renowned businesses. So lots of learning opportunities there for our clients. That's happening on the 9th and 10th of October.
And finally, Maura, for anybody who's just not familiar with the Food Coast Donegal initiative and everything behind it, just remind us again what it's all about.
Food Coast Donegal is an initiative of the local enterprise office, having started back in or around 2012. And it's basically to help our food producers and food services providers to grow and enhance their businesses. We provide them with various supports and give them an opportunity to collaborate and network with each other. We find that when they do come together, we meet usually on a monthly basis, either the producer groups or with the restaurant chefs. It's a great time for them to come together and have a chat in an informal environment and talk about their challenges and opportunities for their businesses. And arising out of that, we've had some wonderful collaborations. One that springs to mind is the Little Mama's collaboration with the milk bar, Shannon Porter and Carrigan's, who produces the lovely milk. She's collaborating with John Geary of Little Mama's Gelato, and that ice cream is now sold in various places around the county. Indeed, Little Mamas are collaborating with quite a few of the Food Coast clients, whether that is Sleeve League Distillery, Love a Little Sauces in Ballyliffin, or the famous McDade's Football Special, amongst others.
So lots going on. And again, if you want to find out more about the Donegal, the Food Coast Donegal initiative, where should you log on to?
We have a microsite on the main local enterprise office Donegal website. So go to localenterprise.ie/Donegal and you'll find us there. Or alternatively, go to any of the four social media channels. That's Facebook, Instagram, X or LinkedIn.
Maura Toner there, Food Coast Donegal Executive. Next up, I'm joined by Maria Doherty, a programme manager here at the Donegal ETV Training Centre in Ballyrain in Letterkenny, and we're going to be having a look at a number of tertiary degrees that are currently available. And I suppose, Maria, let's just start with the very basics before we look into these degrees that are now available. What exactly is, first of all, a tertiary degree? Because it's a term that a lot of people may have heard of but may not know exactly what it means.
A tertiary degree is a third level qualification, but in this context, what it is, it's a new pathway and it's a new collaboration between further education and training and higher education. So in our context, this is Donegal Education and Training Board with ATU here in Donegal, so that both institutions, both education institutions, are jointly working together. In the bigger context, this is a new government initiative that's been rolled out throughout the country. It's under the auspices of the National Tertiary Office. So it's a new space. It's a new space to encourage people to come into education, to come and do a third level qualification. And the big thing about this initiative is it's allowing people to stay in their region.
It was launched by Simon Harris when he was the Minister for Further and Higher Education, and at the time there was a pretty broad welcome to it.
Oh yeah, no, there has. There's been a great welcome to it. It was launched last summer, July, which is not even a year ago, and at that time there was five, we'll call clusters, and in our context, our clusters is Donegal, Mayo, Sligo, Leitrim, ETB and Galway, Roscommon, but there was five clusters initially in the pilot, they called it then, with the technological universities. That's mainly who have been our partners to date, but other universities are coming on board. So they rolled out different programmes in different regions, and for us, our programmes going forward, we ran the nursing programme this year to a great success in three locations, one obviously here in Letterkenny, and going forward we will be adding another three degrees from this September.
And it's all very much about sort of linking in with industry and providing a pipeline of people who are going to get employment afterwards.
Well, that's the idea. The idea is that we do have quite strong links in terms with industry, and obviously the universities do. And this is about upskilling people, giving people skills, and then ultimately it's about keeping the skills in the region, so that people have opportunity. You know, if they have the skills, they have opportunity then to go to work. So we would also have a lot of contact with the regional skills forum, so they inform our thinking, and also just keeping up to date in terms of what trends are and, you know, what new developments are, and the National Tertiary Office would support us in all of that.
As you mentioned there, the first year of these degrees take place in the ETV training centres like we have here in Letterkenny, and then you move on to the third level institutions and the ATU. There's four degrees available, so if you can tell us a little bit about the four degrees.
Yeah, I will. We have an honours degree in business, it's a level 8, so as we said earlier, the difference about this is you're going to start your degree in an education centre run by an ETB. So that means that we will have smaller numbers, 15 to 20. So you do your first year with the ETB, and in our case it's Donegal ETB. That course will run out of our Port Road Centre, which has just recently been renovated and is really state of the art. I think all of us would like to work, and anybody out there, it's going to be a lovely place to study as well. It's a general sort of, you know, course for the first year, and after that you will then specialise in terms of what strand you might want to do, whether that's digital business, whether that's innovation and entrepreneurship, or whether that's supply chain and logistics. So you've got a you know, a year to get a sense of whether you like this course or you don't like this course. Also, while you're registered with us and you will start your course with us, you're actually a dual student. So you're a student of both ETB and ATU. And that just means that you've access to both sets of services, whether that's student supports, you have access to the library, to sports facilities, to anything that's happening in ATU. So the idea is that, you know, it's giving people a chance to start their university experience in a further education training centre, and it demystifies it a little bit, you know, because you're going to have that year to become familiar with the campus, to see what a big lecture theatre looks like, you know, you will sit in some of the modules there, so you'll get a sense of it and you get a feel for it, and that then is one would hope is going to make the transition much easier. So that's one of our degrees, Business Studies Level 8. The other two are Engineering, also Level 8 Honours Degree, Sustainable Engineering. The two pathways in that after year one will be Manufacturing or Computers. So you decide which one you want to do, and then you'll transfer into that. And then the other degree is Lab Science, Laboratory Science. It's a Level 7, which we call is an Ordinary Degree, and that context came from that the industry had said that was the, you know, skill level that they needed. Again, you start with us first year with us in the ETB, and then you transfer it to second year in the ETU. And the three strands for that are biochemistry, biopharma, and life science. So that's those three degrees. They're fairly straightforward. Year one with the ETB, and then you go into, assuming you pass your exams, you know, because that's part of it. You are in a degree course. There's no difference here. You're on a degree course, but you still got to get your grades, got to do your assignments, all of that. You get your exams, and off you go, year two into ETU. And then the fourth degree is a nursing degree. It's a little bit different. It's called a tertiary access route. It's a 5-year program. So we provide year one, which is a level 5, which is an access route. We're not providing the first year of the degree. That's just in terms of where we are at in the development. You do year one with us. Again, you need to get your grades and pass, you know, 5 distinctions is needed in certain modules, and then you are guaranteed your place in year one in ETU. And as we all know, for nursing, there's quite a big demand for it. Anybody who's out there who has done nursing, you know, who has done a PLC nursing course knows that there's, you know, that at a QQI level 5, if you get your distinctions, there's quotas. There's only so many places in the higher education institution, so it's very competitive. So in this case, if you're successful in getting on the course, you get your grades, you pass them, you're into first year in ETU. So that's a snapshot of our 4 degrees here in Donegal, and also they're available in the region.
What is the application process for somebody who would like to go down this path?
So the application process is very straightforward. You apply through Donegal ETB. It's fetchcourses.ie. You get, you know, initially you receive an expression of interest. You'll then get correspondence to fill in. It's called a supplementary application form. And part of that, you'll do a personal statement. It's just get a sense of you as a person, why you want to do, you know, whatever it is, of course, you want to do. Because what's very important here is that these are opportunities for people for, you know, their personalities to come out, you know, to explain, to give some context to themselves and why they would like to study. Because this is about broadening access. Ultimately, this is about giving people an opportunity who want to return to education, who, because of life or circumstances, it may not have happened for them at that time. And also having a more diverse student population. We talked to the National Access Plan, so we'd like more travellers in the programme, known parents, carers, new communities, obviously mature students, and this is a, you know, we would hope this is going to be a, you know, a lovely environment to come into, in terms of you're coming in to an ETB, you know, with smaller numbers, and you're going to get that support to guide you through that first year, so that, you know, when you go into the big university campus, you're ready for it.
And what's the situation in relation to fees for the course?
There are no fees in first year, which is, you know, that's a great bonus. Not everybody will qualify for the SUSE grant, so there are no fees regardless of your background, your income. There are no fees, so that's, you know, just in terms of, you know, cost of living, you know, and in terms of where we're at the moment, that's a great advantage. If you do qualify for SUSE, great, you will get your maintenance grant. But for people who may not qualify for SUSE, there are no fees.
What's the likelihood that we may have further degrees coming down the track?
Very high likelihood. I mean, anybody in the education world, you're developing a year ahead. So we're in, you know, development of 2025 courses, and that will continue to happen. And it'll talk to the region, we'll hope as well, because no matter what, it's new. It's, you know, we're not even a year into it. So as it beds in and we get a better insight, and you know, our learners will tell us, you know, they'll say what they want. Industry will say we need courses in this area. So, and you know, we're as an ATB, we're well able to respond to that. That's what we do, and we do it very well.
So how does that all come about? Working with local industry and businesses, do you have meetings periodically and sort of a pipeline is there and people put out ideas and you see how you can develop them?
At the moment, our initial contact is through the Regional Skills Forum, but within ETBs, we've enterprise engagement officers who would work very closely with industry, and they would feed into us just in terms of this is something that you could consider. And then the beauty of this, it's a two-pronged process now, and it's a partnership not just with us and the university. So the university are doing the same. They're very close to industry as well, and as we know, they were ITs. That's originally what they were formed as in terms to respond what the need was. So there are great connections. There are great connections in there. And, you know, in saying that, anybody who's listened to this now, this might be new to them, might have heard of it, because, as you know, it takes time for information to get out there. You know, get in touch with us. We'll be delighted to engage and have a conversation on what may be needed in the future.
What has the uptake and the interest been like to date?
Yeah, demand's fairly high. It is high. Applications are open, and they will stay open. There's no hard, you know, cut-off date as of yet. They opened in February, so, you know, they'll stay open. They'll stay open till late summer. So I would just say to anybody listening, and it's anybody, you know, from age 17 to age 80, 90, 100, if you would like to return to education, if you would like to get a degree in each of those areas that I mentioned that is specific to our region, which is business, laboratory science, engineering or nursing, then look up Donegal ETB or in general, because I know there's a big listenership in terms of Highland, and this podcast, maybe listen to it somewhere else. The National Tertiary Office, their website covers the whole country, so that's nto.ie, and it's /courses, and then you'll also see the courses for this region, which is right down to Galway.
And the next year of degrees, it's September, is it, that we start again?
Yeah, we'll start again. Yeah, we're in the academic year, so it follows academic pattern. So we start around mid-September, and it goes right through to it's usually around now May time, where, yeah, you'll be doing exams. So, yeah, same process.
So anybody who wants to find out more, plenty of information on the website, and certainly, as you've touched on there, you know, this looks like an area that we're going to see more and more people getting involved, and I suppose it reflects the changing nature of things, and, you know, there are a lot of people who maybe left school early or taken a career change of direction, and no doubt these are going to get more and more popular.
Yeah, well, I mean, but that's it, it's opening up the space, it's that collaboration between further education and higher education, which is just been great. And also, it's also, you know, you're promoting lifelong learning. You know, we as we all know, none of us stop learning, you know, just in terms of, particularly in the world we live in now, just in terms of, you know, how fast it moves in terms of digital and knowledge and skills and information. So it's a great opportunity. Consider it. You know, do your research. Look up our websites, Donegal ETB. Look up the courses and apply.
Maria Doherty, Programme Manager at the Donegal ETB Training Centre in Ballyrane, Letterkenny. Well, that's it for this edition of Business Matters.
Till the next time, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.
Business Matters on Highland Radio is brought to you by Local Enterprise Office Donegal. If you have an idea to start or grow your business within Donegal, contact the Local Enterprise Office team to find out more about the supports available for businesses. See localenterprise.ie/Donegal.